Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. Here with me reacting on this episode is Sheikh Ali Kumi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. How are you and welcome to Reaction Time?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. Thanks for asking.
Jazakallah. Thank you so much for joining us. I know Reaction Time is a little bit different than what we normally do with the talk shows. But we thought that it's been quite a while. We haven't released a good Reaction Time. And with the whole, you know, events that we've seen in the Al-Aqsa operation and the things that happened after that, you know, we have all these different videos coming out left and right on social media. And so we thought, what an excellent time to come in and start doing some reaction videos. So we thank you for joining us on that.
Thanks for having me.
So Sheikh Ali Kumi, so today we're reacting to a video that was quite viral. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but the video itself is really interesting. Well, anyways, let's go ahead and watch and react in the name of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman
ar-Rahim.
So there you have it, Sheikh Ali Kumi. Of course, the video that we just saw was this bombing of a church in Palestine by the Zionist regime. I don't know your initial reactions before I get into it.
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is really heartbreaking, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, sometimes being a Muslim, being a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, we become too concerned about Muslims only.
Sure.
But when we see the crimes of the Zionist regime, the endless list of the crimes of the Zionist regime, you see that they don't even spare churches.
Right.
I mean, the Christians,
right.
What do they have to do with this conflict? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this has something to do with Christians as well, because Christians, Muslims, and Jewish people, they are the natives of Palestine.
Right. Right.
Right? And then there is an occupier Zionist regime that has come out of nowhere, and now it's just killing, brutally killing everyone for 70 plus years, whoever stands in the way of their expansionism.
Yeah, what I thought was really interesting, so first off, because on the left side we saw that there were all these different, you know, beautiful relics and these, you know, paintings from Orthodox Christianity, and then on the right side we saw that it was just completely destroyed, you know?
Right, it's rubbles.
It's rubble, it's just like, and it's really unfortunate. I think people across the world, when they see these kind of videos, they really need to understand what the reality on the ground is.
I think
this is
not a Muslim-Jewish
war, for example.
Nowhere in the world this type of thing happens.
Yeah.
You know, where you would go and attack, you know, and bomb a church,
right?
Or bomb a synagogue, or bomb a mosque,
right?
Or bomb a, you know, Buddhist, you know, temple,
I
or a
add
Hindu
here.
Temple.
So, for example, when you look at the, you know, military and intelligence capabilities that the, you know, Zionists or Israelis are always hyping about and harping about, it is ba'id that, you know, they say, oh, we made a mistake and, you know, we didn't know that it was. How do you not know that this is a church?
Well, is it the first time they have done something like this?
Yeah.
Well, they damaging Al-Aqsa Mosque and not even caring about the sanctity of the mosque that is revered by millions across the world.
Sure.
It tells you about the nature of the Zionist regime, right? Yeah. They do not care for any of the muqaddasat, any of the sanctities of any religion, not just Islam, right? So this is something that doesn't surprise me, you know, knowing the nature, the very nature of this criminal,
vicious nature
criminal,
that they
vicious,
have. I want to add here, so for example, something that's important is because one of the things that is, you know, is kind of mainstream, whatever, is this idea of evangelical Christianity has this huge support for Zionism and Zionist Israel and these things. I think videos like these are really a wake-up call that, listen,
it's an eye-opener.
You know, they do not care about the sanctities of any religion. Even if you look, for example, when it comes to the way that they treat Orthodox Jews within Israel, they're kicking these people around. You've seen the pictures and the images, right?
They're bleeding, you know, all over the place, and, you know, they're taking the beating from the Zionist soldiers. And these are not, you know, just one-time incidents, you know.
Right.
Somebody may just say, oh, this one time something happened. No, it's a pattern. and it is something that has been going on for years and years,
right.
You know, easily 70 plus years, one can claim, to say the least. And this is the horrific nature of the terrorist regime of Israel.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, Sheikh Al-Kumi, again, it's reaction time. I want to kind of leave it maybe at one more point and then we wrap up the show. But this idea that, as you had said, that this is a wake-up call. We are living now in an era, you know, where real time we are seeing these things. It's not like, you know, 100, 200 years ago where news had to go across different lands and, you know, it took months for you to realize that massacres were occurring. This is in the real time, you know, and as we saw in the video that this was a church. It wasn't some Muslim, place of worship, excuse me. This is a rallying call for all of humanity to come and stop this ongoing genocide.
I think, to say the least, Christians should wake up. You know, enough is enough. People who subscribe to Christianity as religion, right, who are devout Christians, they should question the actions of this brutal regime, right?
Sure.
They should be, like, their headquarters, their churches, you know, their Vatican, for instance, you know, it should be announcing its condemnation of the Zionist regime.
Right.
You know, your place of worship is being attacked right now.
Right.
So I think, and this happened, by the way, same thing happened with ISIS in Iraq, right?
Sure.
When they wanted to occupy Iraq, Daesh went and destroyed the churches, the local churches in Iraq, right? And this is, again, a wake-up call for the Christianity and the Christian people out there. They need to do the needful to get rid of not just ISIS but also the Zionist regime.
Jazakallah, thank you, Sheikh Al-Kumi. This was Reaction Time, dear friends. Until another episode, that's all from us. We'll see you next time on Reaction Time.